This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. The following is an interesting segment from Bill O'Reilly's show on the demonic abortion organization Planned Parenthood. He shows that the government funds abortion using taxpayer dollars via the funding of Planned Parenthood. There are a number of things that are outrageous and staggering about this situation. First, there is supposedly a law called the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits taxpayer funds from being used for abortions. Yet Planned Parenthood received $542 million from the government last year alone. The way advocates for murder in the womb attempt to circumvent the Hyde Amendment is by claiming that none of the funds are used for abortions. Everyone knows that such a claim is beyond absurd. It's a sick joke. Planned Parenthood's main function is to abort babies, and it receives more than $500 million for its operation. It's not only obvious that government funds are being used by Planned Parenthood to abort, but that most of the government funds Planned Parenthood receives are being used for abortions. The fact that one, any money, let alone the staggering amount of $542 million in a single year, is given to Planned Parenthood is another indication that this country and its leadership are dominated by the forces of darkness and that this country is on its present course doomed. This is a total abomination. The fact that Planned Parenthood receives this much money from the government and performs so many abortions, and nothing is done to stop the charade, that is, the ridiculous claim that none of those government funds go to abortions, demonstrates that Satan has sapped any will to oppose outright deception and evil from the supermajority in Congress, and that almost all of the people aware of this situation are unspeakable liars who have no problem perpetrating a blatant fraud. And since we're dealing with evil, the fraud is tolerated and even embraced. But if something good were being funded in a comparable way, they would immediately put a stop to it. To consider that an abortion mill like Planned Parenthood, an outfit of pure evil, receives that amount of money is amazing. For if a right-wing organization received one-tenth that amount, you can imagine that investigations, hearings, etc. would immediately commence to put a stop to it. It should be mentioned that this outrage of government-funded abortions could and would be eliminated in just a matter of weeks if you had a true Catholic hierarchy and a valid pope who vigorously excommunicated every single public proponent of abortion and barred all who remained in communion with them or supportive of them in any way from church doors. That would immediately transform the public discourse and redefine what is acceptably Catholic/Christian in public conversation. In the aftermath of such an action, it would instantly become socially unacceptable for alleged Catholics to favor such an evil, and that would impact their family, friends, acquaintances, etc. The culture of the country would be transformed overnight, public funding for abortion would end immediately, and I believe abortion would become illegal not long afterwards. For the powerful public condemnation of such a heinous evil by so many people would shame and convict its proponents, and evil spreads and flourishes when it is not condemned, opposed, and banished. But you don't have a true pope or true bishops at this time. The Vatican II Church, with its heretical and false, quote, hierarchy, is not the Catholic Church. That's why the so-called Catholic leaders today tolerate, accept, and even embrace public proponents of abortion. For instance, they do not excommunicate the most notorious public proponents of abortion in the world who claim to be Catholic. That's just one example of why those leaders are not Catholic at all, even though they purport to be and most people think they are. See our website, VaticanCatholic.com, for all the proof that the Vatican II Church is not the Catholic Church. And of course, it should be mentioned that anyone who supports abortion, even if no declaration of excommunication has been made, is excommunicated automatically, ipso facto, by that very fact for supporting abortion. This counter-church, also called the Vatican II Church, with its invalid sacraments and false heretical, quote, leaders, is a feature of the prophesied great apostasy. Since the heretical leaders of the counter-church operate in places which previously featured a Catholic presence, graces have largely been removed from those areas, and evils have filled the vacuum. These evils, including the mind-boggling outrage of government funds for Planned Parenthood, have been undoubtedly enabled by the counter-church, its pathetic, quote, leaders, in addition to the lay people who don't condemn or separate from the counter-church. Besides the people who directly support abortions, there is no doubt that the leaders of the Vatican II counter-church are responsible for these abortions, for they allow abortion supporters to be present in their churches, call themselves, quote, Catholics without excommunication, and even to receive, quote, sacraments. We sit here today in the year 2013, 40 years after the decision of Roe v. Wade. That was the 1973 decision which legalized the abomination of abortion. 40 years is a biblically significant period of time. A number of alarming developments are occurring in the U.S. today, 40 years after Roe v. Wade. For instance, quote, laws and oppressive measures previously requiring the approval of Congress are now routinely put into action by, quote, executive fiat. These developments could signal a full-scale transformation of this country from what it was founded to be and what its citizens are allowed to do into something very different, the consequence of a divinely appointed punishment exactly 40 years after the United States tolerated abortion. As we've covered, Bill O'Reilly has major problems, including his ridiculous contention that Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK alone, but this is a segment worth watching.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks for watching us tonight. Aborting babies at taxpayers' expense. That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. We have been taking a very hard look at a disturbing situation that may be a major violation, maybe, of federal law. In 1976, Congress passed the Hyde Amendment, which forbids federal tax dollars from being used for abortions. The reason's obvious. Many Americans believe abortion is morally wrong. So to protect those Americans, the Fed said no to public funding of abortion. But now it looks like pro-choice zealots have figured out a way to get around the Hyde Amendment. They're using Planned Parenthood. Here are the stats. 2001, Planned Parenthood received about $203 million taxpayer dollars. 10 years later, 2011, the organization received a whopping $542 million, more than double. Planned Parenthood says it doesn't use that money for abortion purposes, but that's hard to believe. 2011, Planned Parenthood performed 334,000 abortions, close to half of all the abortions performed in the USA. The agency only referred 0.08% of the women who came through their doors to adoption agencies. So let me repeat, an amazing amount of abortions, very few adoptions. Now, Planned Parenthood will tell you that they perform prenatal services. Yet in 2011, it's estimated that fewer than 30,000 women received prenatal care from the organization. So who's kidding who here? Planned Parenthood is an abortion mill. That's what it is. And it is receiving more than a half billion dollars from American taxpayers in order to carry out that mandate. Talking Points believes this is a blatant ruse, a con on the taxpayer. President Obama is a big fan of Planned Parenthood, as we know. In fact, the head of Planned Parenthood, Cecil Richards, was given a prominent speaking position at the Democratic Convention. Mr. Obama well knows what Planned Parenthood does and how much money it is getting from the taxpayer. Mr. Obama also knows what the Hyde Amendment says. So we have a problem, Mr. President. With all due respect, it's clear the Obama administration is spending an enormous amount of money on one agency that specializes in abortion. This in a time when the national debt is crushing the American people. So that's wrong on many levels. And we need a congressional investigation into the funding of Planned Parenthood. Since the Senate is controlled by Democrats, we don't expect that body to cooperate in any investigation. But we're asking members of the House to take a hard look at what could be, a gross violation of federal law. We'll let you know what congresspeople step up and agree to do that.